Have you ever felt profoundly alone despite being surrounded by family? That invisible wound has a name: emotional loneliness. Lindsay Gibson's groundbreaking work on emotionally immature parents has become a lifeline for countless adults struggling to understand why they feel empty despite having parents who physically cared for them. This isn't about parents who failed to provide material necessities. It's about those who couldn't offer the emotional nourishment essential for a child's psychological development. The book has resonated so deeply that many describe it as the book that finally explained my childhood, giving voice to experiences many have felt but couldn't articulate. Imagine standing with your family during a stressful move, physically surrounded yet feeling completely alone, with no explanation or comfort offered. Or picture yourself as a child, feeling like you're floating in an ocean with no one around, despite living in a full household. These vivid descriptions capture the essence of emotional loneliness, a profound isolation that persists even in the presence of others. The pain isn't pathological. It's actually a healthy signal of your need for emotional connection. Understanding this becomes the first crucial step toward healing and finding more fulfilling relationships. Emotionally immature parents fall into four distinct types. Emotional parents are the most infantile, requiring careful handling as they easily become upset. Family life revolves around their moods, keeping everyone walking on eggshells. Brittany's mother, Shonda, exemplifies this through emotional manipulation, calling repeatedly when Brittany was sick and threatening to break your door down when denied entry. Driven parents appear normal or exceptionally involved in their children's lives. Their immaturity shows in how they assume everyone shares their values and their certainty about what's good for others. They prioritize goals over feelings, making children feel constantly evaluated. At 21, John spent excessive time with his parents and felt no ownership of his life, describing being constantly on his mother's radar while losing confidence in his own ideas. Passive parents yield to dominant personalities and withdraw during intense situations. Children learn not to expect help from these parents, who often ignore harmful family dynamics. Rejecting parents seem emotionally walled off and prefer solitude, dismissing attempts at affection or emotional connection. Though each type undermines a child's emotional security differently, all share limited empathy and unreliable emotional support. They fear genuine emotion, control others for their comfort, and fail to make their children feel emotionally seen. Children develop distinct coping mechanisms in response to emotionally immature parenting. Internalizers are self-reflective, sensitive individuals who solve problems from within, understand cause and effect, and take responsibility. Externalizers act impulsively, rarely self-reflect, and blame others for their problems. Most emotionally immature parents are externalizers who blame the outside world rather than cope with reality. Their children develop healing fantasies, hopeful, if only, stories that provide the optimism needed to survive difficult childhoods. Internalizers function like emotional tuning forks, noticing everything around them. Their deepest need is sharing inner experiences and connecting heart to heart with understanding people. When raised by emotionally immature parents, they often believe being helpful while hiding their needs will win parental love, not realizing that being depended upon isn't the same as being loved. Unlike attention-seeking externalizers, internalizers appear self-sufficient and low maintenance. They're reluctant to ask for help and try solving problems independently. For busy parents, this self-reliance invites neglect. One client called it getting by on vapors. Comparing social connection to a trace mineral. You don't need much, but you get sick without any. When parents don't respond to your authentic nature in childhood, you develop a role self to secure your place in the family. This unconscious process replaces spontaneous expression with a persona designed to gain attention or love. The role self drains energy from your true self, making relationships exhausting and inauthentic. The true self concept connects to ancient ideas about the soul, an inner consciousness that experiences everything while remaining distinct from external actions. This genuine inner self persists despite family pressures that shape our role selves. It functions as a neurological feedback system, generating gut feelings and intuition. When aligned with our true selves, we experience clarity, flow, and focus on solutions rather than problems. Virginia's panic attacks began when her judgmental brother Brian criticized her, triggering memories of her deceased father's disapproval. Through therapy, she discovered her social anxiety stemmed from repeatedly trying to win her critical father's love. Her healing fantasy was that someday she'd be correct enough to gain his approval. Virginia's anxiety signaled she was questioning her belief that authority figures are always right. She was finally breaking free from her role as the weak, confused little girl. Children of emotionally immature parents often fantasize their parents will change and finally show love. However, self-preoccupied parents typically reject these hopes, instead expecting their children to heal their own childhood wounds. The first step toward emotional freedom is accepting that an emotionally immature parent likely cannot fulfill your childhood vision. The goal isn't winning them over, but saving yourself by acting from your true nature rather than a people-pleasing role self. Relatedness differs from relationship. Relatedness means maintaining communication without expecting satisfying emotional exchange, staying in contact within your personal limits. True relationship involves openness and emotional reciprocity, which emotionally immature people cannot provide. When Annie's mother, Betty, gave her the silent treatment for months, Annie applied the maturity awareness approach during a soccer game visit. Instead of seeking emotional connection, Annie remained in neutral observation mode, interacting pleasantly without expecting warmth. When Betty arrived upset, Annie didn't acknowledge it or feed it. This approach liberated Annie. I no longer feel that I've done anything wrong. The fact that my mother doesn't respond doesn't put a judgment on me. It's just another indication that she can't handle a close relationship with me. We instinctively equate familiarity with safety, often drawing those with emotionally immature parents toward egocentric, exploitative people. Many mistake anxiety for excitement when meeting self-centered individuals, finding nice people boring in their youth. Emotionally mature people form the foundation of healthy relationships through their realistic and reliable nature. They acknowledge reality directly, address problems without overreacting about how things should be, and process emotions while maintaining perspective. They treat others with respect and fairness, demonstrating a cooperative orientation where you feel protected rather than exploited. Their natural empathy creates safety and forms the core of emotional intelligence. Mature people show genuine curiosity about your inner experience, remember what you've shared, and appreciate your individuality. In their accepting presence, you'll share things you hadn't planned to, fostering true intimacy. Understanding your past can be bittersweet. Light reveals everything, not just what we want to see. Yet greater awareness brings deeper connection with yourself and the world. Those discovering their true feelings experience wonderment, peace, and self-reclamation. This self-discovery offers a second life, first as who you were taught to be, and now as who you truly are.